All right, well, we are going to get into a little Bible story, a little Bible here this morning. We are talking this year about being the light of the world. We want to be a light to the world around us, and so this morning's topic is about kindness. The topic is actually, we're talking about the kindness effect. We're going to be in Romans chapter 12, verse 9 through 13. But before we do that, let's go to God in prayer. God, you are truly good and amazing. We lift you up. And Father, we are just sort of going through a little bit of a time here of loss, Father. We've had a lot of loss here, God. And God didn't mention, Father, you know, Julie Hovey lost her father recently. But God, this past week, I know Benita Brooks lost her dad, Benjamin Lewis, Pop Lewis, as he's affectionately known. And just, I know, God, that we're never really ready to say goodbye, Father, to some of our loved ones near and dear. So, God, please, Father, for all of those that have lost loved ones, and God, please, put a hedge of angels around them, God. Protect them. Draw near to them. Comfort them. God, help us to be support and comfort, and Father, just to know how to sit and be at peace, God, sometimes with saying nothing. God, but give us the right words to say, Father, or God, remove any words at all, Father. All we need to do is be in prayer or be silent and be with one another. God, we know that you're close to the brokenhearted. And Father, God, surely as one of us grieves, God, we all grieve together. And so help us, God, as we go through this season of grief, Father, to love one another, to draw near to you. We trust that Ecclesiastes says, better a house of mourning than a house of laughter, God. God, it is truly, God, in those moments when we are maybe mourning, Father, when we are most reflective, when we're most thoughtful, when maybe we can be more tenderhearted, and God, in some ways, even be kinder. We love you. We thank you. Pray for this morning's message, God, that you'll remove any flesh, God, as Tyler talked about, and Father, may your spirit just boldly say what needs to be said. Jesus, we love you. We thank you, and we lift all of this up to you. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 13. The Bible says, love must be sincere, hate what is evil, cling to what is good, be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves, never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. You know, the Bible reminds us constantly throughout the Word of how we need to treat one another and how we need to treat people generally. And I think God cares very much about people. Jesus died for people, amen? People just like us, normal, regular, ordinary people. But he cares a lot about humans. And I don't know about you, but sometimes I don't always feel very off, I don't feel very awesome. I don't feel great. In fact, I'm having one of those mornings where I'm not feeling so great. You know what I mean? You ever have those mornings?
Yeah.
Just not feeling awesome. One of the side effects to me having lupus is I go through these sort of moments or seasons of depression a little bit. And so I'm going through a little funky period, but the springtime always brings this anyway because it's sort of allergies and rain and all of that stuff, you know. It's not as bad as Chicago, you know what I'm saying? It makes me happy to talk about Chicago. It does, really. But it's just sort of one of those kind of times, you know? But I don't always feel awesome. And frankly, sometimes I'm not very kind to Vince. Sometimes I'm not very kind to myself. And so even as I talk about this, I know as we hear this message this morning, you're going to talk about kindness. You're actually talking about being kind to other people, talks about hospitality. But I also want to encourage you. Sometimes we need to be kind to ourselves, amen? And so even as I go through this message, don't beat yourself up. Oh, I wish I was more kind. Why aren't I more kind? I'm such a heathen because I'm not kind enough. No. Well, that may be true. I don't know. But anyway, be kind to yourself. Amen. Because it's hard to offer what you don't possess. It's hard to offer kindness if you are not kind with yourself occasionally. Amen. All right. So Christian kindness, you know, it changes everything. It changes our homes. It changes our parenting. It changes our neighborhoods. It changes our community. It changes everything. Kindness is not an optional thing. It's part of our calling to reflect Jesus. Amen. You imagine Jesus was kind. I know those old images of Jesus I used to see as a kid, you know, the Jesus that was always walking around like, blessed are the, like, Jesus looked depressed. Like he was always carrying the weight of the cross, you know, like, we've updated Jesus a little bit, amen. Now when we do movies about him, they're still not great. They don't do a great job of him, but Jesus, I believe, was full of joy. This is like God. I believe Jesus was full of joy, a joy to be around. I believe he was full of life and energy. I believe Jesus was serious, of course, but I think Jesus had fun. I imagine walking along the road with Jesus, and there were some funny moments. It was a bunch of guys. You know, there were some farting games going on. You know what I'm saying? Jesus going, oh, great, you know? But Jesus was full of life. And full of joy. Kindness is not a weakness. Kindness is a powerful force that reflects God in some amazing ways. Sometimes we can think kindness is a weakness. I don't need to be kind, I need to be tough. You know, kindness is for the weak, but kindness is a beautiful thing. And hopefully by the end of the message today, you will be a little bit more inspired to saturate the world you're in with kindness. Amen. Point number one, kindness must be genuine. It says, let love be genuine. Hate the evil, hold fast to what is good. You know, the word kindness in the Hebrew, I'm probably going to mess it up, it is hesed, okay, H-E-H-S-E-D. American, we say hesed, but the Hebrew word is hesed, something like that, amen? Anyway, but it really means a loving, a gentleness, a love that is sincere, that is sacrificial. It's how God thinks of humans. It's how much God cares about people. And so when the Bible calls us to be loving, it's really calling us to this ideal of hesed, this ideal of this centered love only on Jesus. And it's got to be genuine. It's not about politeness. It's not about appearance, but it's sincere because it's Jesus-centered. Amen? Hypocrisy kills the kindness effect. But authenticity fused the kindness effect. I don't think Jesus offered fake smiles. I think he offered real life. He offered real kindness because he knew that love was costly. He knew love needed to be heartfelt. He knew it needed to be real. And so I ask, is my kindness fueled by love or is it fueled by just sort of a fakeness? Sort of a quid pro quo, you know? It's easy to be kind to people who will do something back for you, you know what I mean? But can you be kind to the people, well, that maybe are not so kind to you? Can I just walk around with a posture constantly of kindness? It's a challenge. And I think we need to be praying, Lord, help me to be kind. Help me to be kind, God, to the stranger things in this life even. It's sometimes hard. It's hard to be kind to the familiar, but it's definitely hard to be kind to the stranger things in life. You know what I mean? Like, that's strange. Why would I be kind to that? Amen? But kindness has to be genuine. And we only find that in God, in His truth, in His word. Amen. Point number two, 4 points here. We'll be quick today. Amen. Kindness honors other people. The Bible says, love one another with brotherly affection. I think it's calling us to outdo one another with kindness. And we should have a spirit, not in a competitive, weird way, but I really want to outdo you in being kind. Imagine a household. Imagine a marriage. Imagine a relationship where we want to outdo one another in kindness. I want to be kind to you, you want to be kind to me. I'm just going to try to outdo you. We're just going to live our lives outdoing one another in kindness. What would our marriages be like, married folks? Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Okay, my wife has said amen really loud over here. And she's adding stuff to my point. I didn't even say some of that stuff, amen? My wife is one of the kindest people I know. She has a very kind spirit. I'm not so kind. I work really hard at it. And as moments I see my kids and I see them not being kind, I go, man, you're so much like your mom. No, they're just like me. They're just, I get irritable. I get frustrated. I just get worked up too easily, amen? But I'm going to be kind to myself today, amen? I'm not going to beat myself up, all right? But kindness lifts others. Lifts others above ourselves. That's hard to do. You know, at Starbucks in Florida, there was an act of kindness that sparked a chain of over 300 cars paying for the next person. St. Petersburg, Florida, 2014. On August 20th, 2014, Starbucks drive-thru in St. Petersburg, Florida, a woman initiated a chain of kindness by paying for the check of the customer behind her. It sparked a pay-it-forward chain for 11 hours. Wow. 378 consecutive customers covered the order of the person behind them. The 379th person declined. It's a bummer. You don't want to be that person, do you? Like, you know, you just broke a chain of 11 hours. Like, whoops. But they think the person just sort of misunderstood, you know, like what was really going on. But it's kind of cool, right? I think kindness can be that way. I think if you're kind to others, people are kinder to other people as well. It starts a chain of events. In December 2020, there was a Dairy Queen in Brainerd, Minnesota. There was an event where a customer paid for the meal of the person behind him in the drive-thru. This led to over 900 cars and $10,000 in sales. Customers were even leaving money for other people. Hey, in case the person doesn't, you take care of this one. It was an instant where a simple act of kindness inspired widespread goodwill at the Dairy Queen. It's the Dairy Queen, right? Imagine a church where our only competition is who can I encourage the most? That's the kindness effect emotion right there. Who can I encourage first? Who can I honor first and over and above myself? Who can I serve first? Imagine a congregation that was that way, that when people came in, they just went, what is happening? This group is just so eager to be kind and to encourage and to serve one another and to reach out. And who can I hug first? How can I show up a little bit earlier so I can look someone in the eye and say, how are you doing, brother, sister? Well, we showed up really not to take, but to really give. Then it really wouldn't matter if the sermon was that great or not. You go, I got so much out of church. Because I gave to so many people. And I saw so many other people giving to one another. It would just be dynamic. Amen? That's the kindness effect. Point number three. Kindness flows from a fervent spirit. Verse 11 and 12 says, do not be slothful in your zeal, but always be fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Kindness is never a passive thing. It's always coming out of a burning zeal. Amen. It's hearts on fire that are just sort of overflowing. It's like when you boil a pot of water, it gets hot and it can't help but overflow. It just boils up. A spirit that's on fire. It produces relentless kindness. Even when you're tired, even when you're under pressure, even when you're stressed, even when it's most difficult, you somehow drag yourself there. And when you get there, you go, I just got to give and encourage, give someone a hug and love because the spirit inside of me wants to pour itself out. Amen. That's what the spirit wants so desperately. In Missouri, there is a spring. Have that picture, I believe. Next picture. Big spring. This is near Van Buren in the Ozarks. It's not only the largest spring in Missouri, but it ranks among the largest freshwater springs in all the world. Anyone heard of this, Big Springs? It's about 3 hours. You can drive down there. It discharges 286 million gallons of fresh water every day. That's enough fresh water for both St. Louis City and St. Louis County combined. This spring, the water travels about 45 miles, and it just keeps gushing out fresh water over and over and over. 286 million gallons per day. So, you know what a good fishing is, right? Get in your car, drive 3 hours. There's got to be some great fishing down there, right? But it's called Big Spring. And it's fed from an underground source that is far deeper than anything going on up above. Like the fresh water is coming from a very, very, very deep place. And that's what kindness is. Kindness should be coming from a very deep place. That it doesn't really matter what's happening on top. It doesn't matter how people are treating me really or what's going on. That when you have fresh water deep within, you can always spew out some freshness and some kindness and some goodness. Amen. But it's because it's coming from a really, really deep place. Kindness that lasts. It never depends on how you're being treated. It doesn't depend on what's going on in the world. It doesn't depend on what's happening in this situation or that situation or how people are treated, what's going on in the news. Kindness is just deep down within me, and it's just got to pour out. And so I'm not going to be overcome by whatever's happening. I'm just going to let the spirit that's deep down inside of me come with that. But that's why we got to be reading our Bibles every day, y'all. Yeah. That's why we got to be practicing gratitude every day. You know what I mean? This is why we got to be worshiping God regularly. Amen? Amen. So kindness can run even in this dry season. See, this big spring, it doesn't matter whether it's drought out above or rain. It keeps pouring, baby. We'd be going through the harshest drought. Big spring just keeps oozing out fresh water. And that, I believe that's who God wants us to be. I believe that's who we are. Amen. I think we just got to tap into that. You with me? I believe that's who we are, church. I think that's who you are. I think that's who God made you to be. Like I said, you may not feel that way right now. Just go ahead and be kind to yourself, amen? But we are those people. And point number four, finally, kindness has to be tangible. Verse 13 says, contribute to the needs of the brothers and sisters and show hospitality. True kindness, it isn't a theory, right? It's got to get practical. Something's got to happen different. We can't just sit and listen and say amen, amen. We got to actually do something to be kind. Kindness shows up with open doors and open arms and open hands and open hearts. The early church, he read in Acts 2, they turned kindness into action. They shared meals. They ate together with glad and sincere hearts. They every day they met together, they were always in each other's life. They shared their possessions and goods, and it says the Lord added to their number. I mean, how could the Lord not add? How could people just not keep coming when they were around such beautiful, beautiful spiritual people? But man, who needs your tangible kindness this week? Who needs you to be kind this week? Surely someone. Come on, think of a name right now. Get a name in your mind. Not the person, maybe the person sitting next to you. Okay, that one, that goes without saying, amen. Think of another name, amen. I know for some of us, you go, burst. You don't know how hard it is. The person sitting next to me, it's hard to be kind to them. Someone needs you to be kind to them this week. Maybe it's a text message. Maybe it's a phone call. Maybe it's buying them a meal. Maybe it's showing up at their door, knocking on their door and saying, I'm just thinking about you this week. You remember those days before we all had cell phones? You call somebody and answer, you go, I guess I got to go over there. Go over there, knock on the door. You didn't answer the phone. Why didn't you pick up the phone? Well, come on in. All right. You know, you just had to be there in each other's lives. Okay. Maybe it's just showing up at someone's house and having them and saying to them, you know, I heard this sermon about kindness this week, and I wanted to come over and show you some kindness this week. You know, I appreciate Kosher and Shannon, you know, Victor and Oksana have been traveling all around the heartland. They were here, I don't know, early in the month. And I've slept a lot since they were here last. But I think that was the first week they were here. Anyway, they've traveled to multiple churches. And just as a little side note, they were on their way from Springfield to Columbia. They were riding with Jaden Milner, Rob Milner's daughter. And they got rear-ended, thrown into the car in front of them. And actually, Oksana has whiplash. You know, and Victor, I said, you guys, you know, go to the next day. I said, you're going to be sore the next day. Go to the urgent care. And Oksana said, I'm saying, just go. And Victor's like, I'm fine. I'm said, yeah, he's Russian military from the day. So he's definitely, I'm a Russian man. I'm fine. I said, you go anyway. So anyway, he went. I doubt he gave the doctors much. But he's fine. But I appreciate Kosher and Shannon, which is where I started, because I was calling around, and this was, you know, before they even got here, and I was saying, hey, Kosher Shandy, you always want to spend some time. Kosher's obviously fluent in Russian, and I know how good it is to be able to get together with someone that speaks your language. When you're around so many people and you're trying to understand English, your brain actually gets tired after a while, and it's nice to just sit down with someone that speaks your language, and you don't have to think, you know what I'm saying, so hard. And so I said, Coach, can you get a little dinner with them? He goes, oh, yeah. I said, no, be coming back. No, they can stay at my house. I said, okay, great. He says, they can stay in our house. And then I found out that they were moving. Like, they literally were moving. And Coach was like, okay, no, we'll host them. I'm like, you might want to talk to Shannon about this, you know. You're going to be moving. You're going to host them. And so I text Shannon on the side, like, Shannon, are you cool? I know, I'm sorry, but, you know, I'm smart enough to know. Coach just said, yes. And Shannon had been like, are you crazy? You got people coming. We just moved. But she was like, oh, absolutely. So they not only hosted them the weekend after they moved in, and if you've moved, you know how crazy that is, with three kids. Somehow they got the house unpacked, hosted them. I said, well, they'll be coming back through. No, they can stay at the house. I'm going, bro, you're crazy, man. So they're going to have them at the house, and they're going to stay at their home, and they're coming in tonight, and they'll be there until they leave on Tuesday. But that's the kind of kindness I'm talking about, amen? Maybe it sounds like a small thing, but that's a big deal to me, you know? I'm not like that in my heart so easily. I'm like, we're moving. Is there anybody else that can host them? I mean, can't they just get a hotel? That's me a little bit more, okay? My wife, yeah, they can come over. I'm like, no, yeah, no. Jesus wants them to come over, so okay, let's do it. But I don't always have a good attitude about it, amen? But I know that kindness is deep down inside, and thank God he gave me a wife that pulls it out of me, amen? Which is why we got to be around each other more, amen? Because maybe you're not naturally, maybe you're a little bit more like me. Or maybe you're being critical of me right now. I don't really know, okay? But you need to be around people that can be examples of kindness. People you see that are doing the things that are tangible acts of kindness. So anyway, someone needs you this week to be kind to them. Whoever you thought about, I want you to think about three or four people this week. I'm going to send you a text message every day this week. If you get the text messages from the church. And I want to remind you to be kind to someone this week, amen? I'll send you a scripture and a reminder so that we can go through this week and we can have the kind of week where we really spread the kindness effect everywhere we go. But let's begin. Let's begin today, amen? It's not just random. It's spirit-driven lifestyle, amen? One spark of kindness can set off a chain reaction. You'll never know. You may not even know. You may not know who else paid it forward, but God can use you this week. Amen. You never know the full impact of when you let your light shine. But God knows, and God sees. So in this world where there's so much division, so much conflict, so much tension, so much hurt, so much fear, so much anxiety, so many angst, so much worry, you can let your light shine. You can be kind to someone this week. Even I can be kind to someone this week. Come on, pray for me, church. Choose one intentional act this week. Every day. It should cost you something, by the way. It's got to cost you something. Time, money, energy, something. But do something this week that is intentionally kind. Amen? Amen. Let's close in prayer as the song ministry comes up. Lord, we want to thank you for your kindness. You've poured your heart into all of us through Jesus. Help us to live lives that just overflow with your love. Help us to be willing to pay in many ways whatever price so that we can spread you as far, as wide, and as deep as possible. But Lord, we know we can't do it alone. We know in and of ourselves we may struggle. We may struggle with our being kind toward ourselves. We may struggle with our own anxiety, our own worry, our own fear. I pray, God, that we in here, that you will just put the right person around us to encourage us, to show us about the kindness this week. But God, help us to really start a chain reaction to pass it on. And Father, help us to be not so busy this week, God, where we miss you pouring out these little moments of kindness. Help us to just be attentive, because I know, God, that every day you're going around, and I think you're trying to encourage us daily, God, but sometimes all we can see is what's wrong and what the problem is. We see the opposite of kindness. We sometimes even go through our day looking for problems, God. Help us to have a different heart, a different spirit, a different mindset, because, God, we want to shine bright for you. We want to be part of what heals, not part of what hurts. We want to be part of the solution, of course, and not, you know, perpetuating the problem. And God, we want to just be people. We don't want to complain. We just want to be grateful. And help us to really dig deep and Spirit, lead us, guide us, draw us near to you. We need you desperately, Lord, and we need everyone in this room, and we need one another more probably than we even realize. But we love you, Lord, and we thank you for one another. We thank you for your son, Jesus, and it's in his name we pray. Amen. Let's stand and sing together.